West Africa's Regional Alliance ECOWAS meeting in the Ghanaian capital, Accra. The issue being discussed, what, if any, new sanctions should be imposed on Mali because of delays to its democratic transition. ECOWAS chairman and president of Ghana made his view clear in his opening statement.
It is my expectation that we will take the appropriate decisions that will advance the future of Mali and our community. National, regional, and international stakeholders are all awaiting the result of our meeting.
The leaders announced a raft of new sanctions on Mali, including border closures, suspending financial transactions, and withdrawing their ambassadors. The measures are in response to Mali's military leaders saying they plan to stay in power for 4 more years instead of holding elections next month.
As much as we are aware of the complexity of the situation in this country, we are convinced that all political, economic, and social reforms aimed at rebuilding of Mali could only be carried out by democratically elected authorities.
When junta leader Colonel Assimi Goïta was sworn in last July following 2 military coups in less than a year, he sought to unite Malians and promised presidential elections would be held this year. But then 2 weeks ago, a conference charged with recommending an election timetable said the polls should be delayed by between 6 months and 5 years. ECOWAS has already imposed sanctions on Malian officials, so will a new round make any difference? Some analysts are sceptical.
So I would have thought that ECOWAS's leaders would have used a much more nuanced, engaged approach with the Malian leaders. I'm not too sure, and particularly convinced, that the sanctions regime is going to be very successful.
Mali's leaders say elections can't be held next month because of security concerns. They also want time to draft a new constitution and put it before voters in a referendum. ECOWAS says the delays are unacceptable. It's activated its standby force and says it will be ready for any eventuality. Victoria Gatenby, Al Jazeera.